world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
And now for the next 30 minutes, as the world turns.
For viewers of the CBS soap opera, As the World Turns, first word came at about 1:40 p.m. Eastern Time. It happened too quickly for cameras to be in place.
And I gave it a great deal of thought, Grandpa.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Then it was back to the soap opera, but not for long. Soon after, Walter Cronkite was back, reporting from the CBS newsroom, complete with rotary telephones and wire machines.
This picture has just been transmitted by wire. It is a picture taken just a moment or two before the incident. If you can zoom in with that camera, we can get a closer look at this picture.
And almost exactly 1 hour after his initial bulletin, this now famous announcement.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
The day
Vice President Lyndon
the
Johnson
music
has left
died.
The hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
All right, folks. Hey, folks, that was the... Hey, Spencer, I'm not on my own screen. Can you tag me up here, brother? Do whatever I need. Get me the home screen. However, that was the day the music died, for sure, folks. That was the day the first shot across the bow, if you will, of the revelation or expose or exposing of the deep state. You know, JFK wanted to do away with the CIA, right? He understood what was going on there. And that's one of those, there's only one person in America that didn't know where they were when Kennedy was, they heard the news that JFK was killed. And that was George H.W. Bush. He couldn't remember where he was. Did you guys know that? He couldn't remember where he was that day. I was in the fifth grade. I was in at the urinal, fifth grade, telling the truth. I was in the fifth grade. And a bus driver, Mr. Wendell, I remember his name, Mr. Wendell. I was in a little five-year-old, fifth-grade guy, how old I would be, whatever, tinkling in the urinal. And Mr. Wendell walked in. He was a bus driver. And he said, "Davey, did you hear about the president?" I'll never forget it. And I walked back into Miss Headley's class, which is right around the corner after I'd done my little tinkling, walked back in Miss Headley's class and walked in and raised my hand, tell her, what happened? She thought it was crazy. And it's about 30 seconds later, the principal comes over the PA and told us what had happened and led the school in the Lord's Prayer. I remember it so vividly. And, you know, I could do a whole show, not going to. I could do a whole show on where were you when you heard that John F. Kennedy had been killed. That's so ever etched in the minds of our generation. And we can't explain it. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee. That was the day that the music died. And I just wanted to acknowledge that here this morning. How many years would that be? 57 years ago, maybe? Is that what it is today? So I'm 60. So if I'm in the fifth grade, I'd be about right. Be about right. Because I'd been 10 or 11 years old when I was in the fifth grade. Wow. Hey, listen, I got an information-packed show today. A lot of times, you guys know we do some real deep spiritual stuff. I'm going to do that. But I really loaded up a bunch of really, really cool videos I want to share with you today. Before I do, Spencer, go to the calendar. And as Spencer throws the calendar up there, let me mention a few things that really aren't on the calendar, things that I think are important. I wasn't even aware of this one, Bobby. Whoever put this together, I'm sorry, man. Camp Constitution and County Huddle, that's being held in Maine. Is that one in Maine? Where is that? Yeah, Houghton, Maine. That's going on December 4th, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. And the Pennsylvania Salt and Light Brigade Communication Training Day. I swear I didn't know about this one because I double booked that. I didn't know. But Gary's going to teach on how to use the walkie-talkies. Not walkie-talkie, but shortwave radios and all that. Pennsylvania Salt, that's December 11th. And we'll just stop right there rather than getting into January. These are things you can probably put on your schedule. But I've got a few things that aren't on the schedule yet that I want to make known to you again, okay, if you can here. Don't forget, December 4th is the Missouri huddle. We got to get that up on there, Kevin. You and I, we got to get together. A one-day huddle in Neosha, Missouri. And we'll get some information. Love to see as many of you get there as we possibly can, do a little bit of training, some other things, but try to really, really launch us a huddle out of there on December 4th. It's a one-day event. Michelle's having a huddle for the women. Michelle, my wife, having a huddle for women. Any interested women who want to come, we'll have this up on the website tomorrow. But mark it down, December 10th and 11th. December 10th and 11th, women coming to Sky High for a Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon event. Starts about 5 o'clock on Friday night, ends about 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Some sleeping arrangements available, but most of you are probably going to have to get a hotel. It's only a one night thing. Want to make sure we get that out there. I just got a lot. Michael Massey's joining us tomorrow. You say who? Yeah, Michael Massey, black conservative. I don't even know what his skin color has anything to do with it. But he's got a few good things to say about what went on in Wisconsin and all that. We'll have Michael with us tomorrow. Don't forget our Brideon show today, 11 o'clock. I'm going to have the organizer of the video we showed the other day about what's going on in Washington, D.C. I forget the name of the video. Somebody's smarter than me. The producer of the video is going to be on with me on Brideon today. Tammy Evans, surgery today. Let's be praying for Tammy that all goes good and they give her put her leg back together and put some oil in there like the Tin Man so she doesn't creak when she walks. And God bless Bob and Tammy. And did I forget something else? The January 6th Celebrate Freedom. Oh, I got a lot to talk about on that. Anybody have anything for the good of the group? Any weekend updates or anything like that? Any news you want to get here before I get rolling to where we're heading?
Hey, Coach.
Brett, come on in, Brett.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Let's see. December 11th, we're having a Saturday all-day comms class here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I just mentioned that, Brett. Go ahead and tell us what that's about.
I didn't know. I missed that. Okay.
No, that's so, okay. Explain that a little bit, all right?
We'll have Gary Donahoe and also Gene Long are our two Pennsylvania professionals that we have on board. We'll be taking a lot of time in the morning, probably 3 or 4 hours in the morning, and going over how to set your frequencies in these different radios. So it'll be a very in-depth class that we all need, including myself, because these
Do they need to bring their radios?
Absolutely. Bring your radios.
What if they don't have one?
Then we'll have some extras that they can use, and hopefully they'll get on board and get their own eventually.
We're going to do one of these in Ohio. You just don't know yet. But we're going to do one of these in Ohio as well. I think this is essential. Now, some of you, I already have a satellite phone. Some of you out there also have a satellite phone. More people should get a satellite phone. Spencer, real quickly, go to stevequayle.com. Because this is the best place I know. Because Steve has the advertisement on his website. Satellite phone. Scroll on down there. See if they're in the link to it on the right-hand side. Keep going. Whoops. There it is.
Coach, we need to make a list of people that have numbers already.
Yeah, you know what we do, Joe? We need somebody like you to organize that. I got enough balls in the air. We do need to do that. I couldn't agree more. We need that. So Joseph Allen's going to organize that. If you have a satellite phone, let's get that information to Joe Allen, and he'll get a list compiled. Joe, great idea, and thanks for volunteering to do that, because we definitely do need that.
No problem.
All right. Thanks, Brett. I hadn't mentioned that. Anything else? You know, I have a lot of things that fall through the cracks, things I forget to mention. Somebody has something they want to mention. Now would be a good time to do it, because I'm going to dive in pretty deep here in a second. Anyone at all? Good. Hey, man, listen, we had two great events this weekend. We had a great event over in Columbus, Ohio. I hate to say this. Betty, I see Betty lurking out there. Friends, we can't deny this, okay? Our people show up. Our people show up. And I was proud. Betty Perkins got like 20 people herself Saturday night in St. Clairsville. John Diamond spoke. I spoke. We had a good meal. It was a powerful night. Betty, it was a powerful night, wasn't it, Betty? You there? Rube, like it okay?
You were fantastic.
Yeah, don't say that.
You and John. And I think you got the message across, and maybe these groups will start growing. We need to get out there and fight.
Yeah, we do. I just got, boy, we're trying to unpack a lot of stuff. Hey, Betty, I'm sure you recognize that. That was a very, very old crowd, wasn't it, Betty? We got to get some young folks, huh?
Exactly. We need 20, 30, 40-year-olds. But
oh, my goodness. We got to wake them up.
They're so brainwashed, they think we're a cult. It's crazy.
We proved that the other day that we're not. Bless Tracy, come on in.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about that night. You captivated my husband. He was like amazed. He said you were so easy to listen to and keep his attention. Wow. I mean, and he said when you tapped him on the back, he felt like a jolt, like you better shape up, buddy. it was a really great night, Coach.
Yeah, it was. I was glad he came, and I hope he felt comfortable. And hey, folks, listen, I don't know how. God, it's one of the great frustrations of my life. I'm going to bare my heart with you here, okay? I ought to be in front of people every night. I just ought to be in front of people every night because I can articulate where we are in a way that even the lost understand it. Would you agree with that, Betty? You were there. Tracy, would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
I articulate it in a way that even the lost understand it. And that's my great frustration. Sitting around, I think I ought to be out waking up 100 people tonight somewhere. So I'm not whining and moaning. The Lord's in control of it all, but it was a powerful night. We had a good event on Saturday as well. JR showed up. A lot of people, our team shows up. I know we're on the right track. Kevin, come on in, then Jeff.
Good morning, Coach. I was just going to make mention again that looking forward to you coming down here on December 4th and 5th, trying to activate and rally some people around here. I'm praying that we'll have about 30 show up at the
church. We're going to have more than that.
I pray we do.
No, don't pray we do. We're going to have more than that. We're going to have more than that. Just get the word out. Just get the word out to everybody you can out there, and we'll get organized, and we'll shoot an email out to all of our people out that way. We'll get more than 30. Hey, if it's me and you and Randy Lunsford and Chad, Chad's going to drive up for it as well. So if it's just us, we'll pull it off, Kevin. So I encourage more of you out there. Organize these things. If I can come, I'll come.
I'm coming.
Bernie, there's Bernie coming. Thanks, Bernie. You bringing your sweet little wife with you, Bernie?
Wife and one kid.
All right, Bernie, we'll see you. Jeff Klein, come on in.
Coach, we had a good event Saturday night. I bet Pastor Neil Peterson probably got in front of about 150 or 175 people at that event in Bladensburg. A lot of good connections. People loved him to death. The pictures, everybody wanted their picture with him, and it was good. So he enjoyed it.
People are hungry for truth. Friends, listen to me. Listen to me, folks. Even the lost are hungry for truth. Don't lose sight of that fact. The lost are hungry for truth. And if the truth is delivered in the proper way, articulated in the proper way, even the lost understand it. Trust me. Glenn, come on in. Glenn, thanks for showing up there on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, one thing I noticed that there were quite a few younger people there on Saturday too. So that's good. Yeah. I think we gave out quite a few of your cards. You know, Karina got them all out to the Asian for Freedom women that showed up.
Asian for Freedom, good.
Asian women for Freedom. But that was really good. And hopefully we'll pick up some new listeners after that.
Yeah. I like new listeners, but you guys know this, right? I don't get any more. We don't get more money for more listeners. We want impact here. We're after impact. That's what we're going to do.
Amen.
And I believe we deliver, whether they like it or not, I believe we deliver the message in a way that's simple for them to understand. And I come back to the same thing. Our pulpits aren't speaking the truth to me. I got so much stuff today that I want to share with you. Coach Lord, he's my coach. Where do you want me to start? Okay, here's where I'm going to start. Pull up, says at the bottom, Kennedy. We have posted, or will soon have posted, on our website, the most unbelievable interview between Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Tucker Carlson. It's an interview. I'm going to take the name of Robert F. Kennedy. Spencer started at the two-minute mark. We're going to play a couple different segments of this. I'm going to put Robert F. Kennedy Jr. right at the top of the most brave men that I know. Now let's stop and think about Robert Kennedy. Let's think about him for a second. Who is he? Well, we know who he is. And his uncle got murdered today, 57 years ago today. And his father got murdered. And I'm sure he knows things behind the scenes about that we don't even understand. And Robert F. Kennedy, in this segment today, Glenn Beck did a great one. I told you that. That's at our website as well. Folks, take the time to watch these things and educate yourself. Glenn Beck did an expose of what's going on. Robert F. Kennedy does an expose and names names. He names names. Now, we're going to start at the 2 minutes here, and we're going to watch about 4 minutes, and then we're going to forward ahead, and we're going to watch another segment. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., friends, what does he have to gain? What does he have to gain? He's probably a multimillionaire. I'm sure he's a multimillionaire. What does he have to gain? To go out and poke these guys in the eye, tell the truth about what's really going on with the vaccine, the pharmaceutical industry. He names names. So we're going to start this at about the two-minute mark. We're going to watch about 4 minutes of this segment, and then we're going to move ahead to another segment. I want you to know, if it isn't now, this will be posted on our website. Please make time today to go watch this, okay? Craig, did you want to say something real quick?
Yes, I would, Coach. I'd like to say, you know, I think that's the Kennedy. His boy was autistic, right? Yes. And so Trump has the autistic child, too. They have that. They know exactly what they're talking about.
So, folks, ask yourself this. And Robert F. Kennedy, ask yourself this. Did you hear of any, when you were a kid, did you hear anything about autism? Did you ever hear autism? Peanut allergies and what's that other thing called? Dementia, Alzheimer's, childhood diabetes. You hear about any of those things? You guys remember anybody you went to school with that had Alzheimer's? Or not Alzheimer's, they wouldn't be in school. Have any of those things? Now we have childhood diabetes. Kids are almost born with them. This is a fascinating interview. But I'm going to show you just about 4 minutes here and then maybe 4 minutes later. And I'm sorry I'm showing you videos, but I got to wet your whistle so you watch it on yourself. Go ahead. Starting at two minute mark. Go ahead.
Why? Well, I think, you know, what's happened in this country over the last year is kind of this bizarre imposition of totalitarian controls, the deconstruction of the Constitution, you know, the rise of censorship, the rise of the suppression of kind of religious freedoms, of property rights, closing a million businesses without just compensation or due process, the abolition of jury trials, which are guaranteed by the Sixth and Seventh Amendment for any vaccine company that hurts you. All of these, and the rise of kind of track and trace surveillance state has been troubling to people, both Democrats and Republicans, people who support vaccines, people who oppose them, are looking at this and wondering what's happening. I felt like I was in a unique position to interpret and to explain to people what had happened. I've been working, you know, as an environmental lawyer for 40 years, so I understand all of these mechanisms of corporate capture by which regulatory agencies assert control over the, regulating industries assert control over the agencies that are supposed to regulate them, and essentially turn them into sock puppets. And I've been working on vaccine issues since 2005. And the kind of regulatory capture that you see in that space is really capture on steroids, because these agencies, FDA gets 45% of its budget from vaccine companies, from industry.
Wait, may I pause? The FDA gets 45% of its budget from vaccine companies?
Pharmaceutical companies. And it's like it's as if EPA got half of its budget from the coal companies, if you can imagine what the I spent probably 20% of the lawsuits, of the hundreds of lawsuits that I bought as an environmental lawyer, were against EPA for sweetheart, arrangements for giving permits to oil companies, et cetera, that were illegal. And if you can imagine how much worse that capture would be if half of EPA's budget came from oil and coal companies. That's what you're dealing with in the pharmaceutical space. Not only that, CDC, which is another one of the HHS sub-agencies, spends $4.9 billion annually of its $12 billion budget buying and distributing vaccines. So it's really a vaccine company. It's not a regulatory agency. That's about 40% of its budget. NIH, CDC has vaccine patents. So the vaccines that it's pushing, it has 57 vaccine patents, is making royalties on. NIH has thousands of patents, many of them for vaccines. For example, Tony Fauci's agency owns half the Moderna patent and stands to make billions and billions of dollars on sales of the Moderna vaccine. Four of Tony Fauci's top aides also have patent rights to Moderna. So Tony Fauci can assign patent rights to his favorite.
Okay, Spencer, go to 37:45. Folks, this is fascinating. I don't want to bore you with 37:45, and you're going to hear him. You're going to hear him name names. This guy has got some stones. Go ahead.
That's because I think what we're seeing now is this imposition of these controls that have benefited these elites. You know, there's 500 new billionaires. Since the lockdown started, there's been a shift of $3.8 trillion in wealth from working people globally to, you know, this top rung of billionaires, most of them Silicon Valley people, or, you know, from this communications grid, you know, who are, by the way, tied to the intelligence agencies through a variety of you know, different entanglements. But, you know, it's Gates, it's Larry Ellison, it's Sergey Brin from Google, it's Mark Zuckerberg, it's Bloomberg, the mainstream, and social media. And the weird thing that people don't seem to see is that the people, these people who are cashing in with hundreds of billions from the lockdowns are the same people who are censoring criticism of the lockdowns. And, you know,
kind of a closed loop there, isn't
it? It's a closed loop. And the best thing for them is if the Republicans and Democrats are fighting with each other, and blacks and whites are fighting, right, and the polarization and the anger and the, you know, the bitterness at the ground level is occurring and nobody is noticing. They are feeding on the corpses of our obliterated middle class and gorging themselves.
They are for this. You can stop it right there. They're forging, basically, he's paraphrasing, they are forging on the middle class, folks. They're foraging. They are gobbling up the middle class. What do you say? 500 new billionaires since this lockdown started. What? Oh, my God. I got something else to go to. Joe Allen wants to comment about it. Come on in, Joe. Folks, this will be posted to Coach Dave Live. Watch it, okay? It'll open your eyes. Please watch it. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, Fauci just requested another billion for NIH, how you say it?
Fauci's making money off of every vaccine already taken. Fauci's making money.
From the White House. Just requested more money.
And he'll get it. Why? Because Robert F. Kennedy just told us why. Because there are a lot of people involved who are making a lot of money. And the CDC is, in fact, they are vaccine central. CDC, they are the same. They're the same company. They're supposed to regulate, and they're not. They're running interference for them. Reggie, come on in.
Good morning, Coach. RFK Jr.'s got a lot of weight behind his testicular fortitude because he personally has suffered. He has nothing to lose. Right. He's been. We had a priest who was working with him side by side in regards to speaking out against vaccines, but he does a whole lot more. And his key word there is they're gorging themselves. We keep telling, you know, wake up and learn. They view us who are not elites, who are not Luciferians. They
chattel.
View us.
We're chattel.
As chattel. Yes, we are to be used in any way, shape, or form. So
we don't want to believe that.
I love that man. Love that man.
So Reggie, send your worst half in here. Send Dennis in here. He's got his hand up. Dennis, you're up, buddy.
And Coach, along these lines, there's another video out there, a movie by Dinesh D'Souza.
Yeah.
It's called Hillary's America. It talks all about Big Pharma and all that other stuff. It's an excellent, excellent movie.
We have to understand what's going on. Now, listen, there's a crack in the armor, okay? Spencer, get up, Archbishop Vigano. I'm sorry for all the clips, but this is essential. This is essential. Naomi, come on in while we wait here a second.
So my girlfriend down in Savannah has an autistic son, and she has the Thinking Moms Revolution, and she is Robert F. Kennedy's assistant. And so I vouch. I mean, he's right on. He is right on.
He's right on. So this is a video of Archbishop Vigano. Folks, this is 8 minutes long, okay? And so I'm not going to play the whole thing, but he comes right out and tells us what's going on and that we have to have a Christian revolution against it. He doesn't use that word. That's my word. We have to have a Christian revolution against it. Go ahead and play this real quickly. I think he can get by maybe we'll see how bad. Try 1.5 speed. And because, you know, English isn't his first language, it could be a little bit challenging. Go ahead. If it is, we'll reset it.
Dear friends, for 2 years now, we have been witnessing a global coup d'etat in which a financial and ideological elite has succeeded in seizing control of part of the national government, public and private institutions, the media, the judiciary, politicians and religious leaders. All of these, without distinction, have become enslaved through these new masters who ensure power, money and social affirmation to their accomplices. Fundamental rights, which up until yesterday were presented as inviolable, have been trampled underfoot. In the name of an emergency, today a health emergency, tomorrow an ecological emergency, and after that an internet emergency. This global coup d'etat deprives citizens of any possibility of defense, since the legislative, executive, and judicial powers are complicit in the violation of law, justice, and the purpose for which they exist. It is a global coup d'etat, because this criminal attack against citizens extends to the whole world, with every very rare exception. It is a world war, where the enemies are all of us, even those who unwittingly have not yet understood the significance of what is happening. It is a war fought not with weapons, but with illegitimate rules, wicked economic policies, and intolerable limitation of natural rights. Supranational organizations, financed in large measure by the conspirator of this coup d'etat, are interfering in the government of individual nations and in the lives, relationships, and health of billions of people. They are doing it for money, certainly, but even more. So in order to centralize power so as to establish a planetary dictatorship, it is the Great Reset of the World Economic Forum, the Agenda 2030 of the United Nations.
Okay, that's good enough, Spencer.
Of the new world.
We'll put this. We'll put this in the chat, folks. Now, listen. You guys know I'm not allowed to criticize the Jews, but I'm allowed to criticize the Catholics. I guess. All right. So I'm going to criticize the Catholics and say I don't know where Archbishop Vigano stands, but I have to believe that he is standing in direct conflict with where the fake Pope stands. Anybody, I'm not on the inside on that one, right? But I think this is apparently either another very, very brave man or two-card Monty. I'm not sure which it is. But he calls out for very, very clearly exactly what's going on. And it's not just in America. America just happens to be the capstone. If they capture America, everybody else is going to fall. They think. And that's why the delusion is so great here. Come on in, Silver.
Coach, he's a dead man. Count on it. He'll be gone.
In some way, Joe, I wasn't going to say that.
That's
but
true.
He's showing this is some courage here, folks. This is some courage right here, brother.
That's the second video, too.
That's the second video, yes. This isn't some local priest down at the corner. Right?
Three hedges of angels around him.
What's that, Reggie?
No, it was Teresa. I said, pray hedges of angels around
him.
Yeah,
we need, that's right. Let's pray. Yeah, amen. Amen. God bless him. Come on in, Reggie. I see Reggie, then Kevin, then Paul. Go ahead.
Archbishop Vigano was the ambassador to Rome from American. He was the whistleblower on McCarrick with the child trafficking ring in Washington. This isn't his first video, and this isn't his first letter. He is completely calling them Luciferians. He knows what's in Rome. He's hiding. He's in hiding. He's been underground since 2019. So
underground.
Just
want to
let everybody know that. He's got lots of letters out there.
We've had two guys who have some stones that have stepped forward. By the way, can I say this without somebody calling me a name? They just happen to be Catholics. Robert, somewhere in some of that Catholicism, there must be some stones. Must still be some stones in the Catholic Church. That's all I know. Aren't any in the Evangelifish Church. That's for sure. Come on in, Kevin.
Silver, you said he's a dead man. Aren't we all dead? We're all dead. We're all dead. Now it's just a matter of fact of, are we going to do something before we are officially dead?
That's right. What, before they do something with our body. I'm with you, Kevin. I'm there. Craig, come on in, then Paul.
Yes, sir. Like our friend, Pass Assault, what was his name? Paul Matador, right?
Yeah. Paul Another Mador. Warrior. Mador. Another Catholic warrior. Yes. Huh? Another Catholic warrior. Paul Webb, then Rich.
Yeah, Reggie is right about Vigano. He wrote a letter to Trump back in the election about what was going on. So he's been doing this for quite a while. Also, too, I don't know if you talked about the video. There's an interview that Kennedy did with somebody about the assassination of his uncle and who's to blame, which is
That's
the...
on YouTube. That's on YouTube. I actually glanced through that this morning when I was doing my
It's very interesting what he says there. And
he knows, man. He knows what's going on.
Yeah.
and Paul, because he knows what's going on, that's why I say he's got some real stones to stand up. He understands what happens. Rich, come on.
Amen.
Yeah, Dave, maybe I'm wrong in thinking this way, but my theology doesn't line up with Catholics or Jews. But if they're speaking the truth, am I not supposed to use a discerning spirit and to sort out the truth? And if they're speaking truth, to line up with that?
Hey, let me tell you this, Rich. Let me tell you this. I watched a video yesterday of our dear friend, Pastor Charles Jennings, telling us who the real Jews are.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this. If you watch this video, you'll have no doubt. That's all I'm going to say. And maybe I'll get Charles Jennings on again. I wonder how many of you have the courage, no matter what your theology might be today, I wonder how many of you have the courage to sit down and listen to it. Sit down and listen to it.
I do.
And just say, I'll be daggone. Because he takes the scripture See, let me listen without getting into the weeds on this thing. Here's the illustration that he makes that I want to make. Okay. My wife is an American. I'm an American. Substitute American for Israeli. Okay? Now, there's a lot of way to become an Israeli, just like there are a lot of ways to become an American. So my wife is an American, but her mother was an Italian American. She was born Italian, but she didn't identify as Italian anymore. She identified as American. And she was a natural born American because her parents came here from Italy and settled and gave birth to Annie. But her parents weren't Americans. They were Italians who became Americans. Yet here I am today, and here Michelle is today. Mine came from Germany. My great-grandfather, grandpa, great-grandpa Ed, John Edward, he came across some boat or something in 1860. He was a German. He spoke German, and he became a German-American. But his son was an American because he was born here with a German lineage. And my dad was part German, but he was part Melungeon. His mom was a whatever she was. But dad was full American. Dad was a natural born Israeli, but he wasn't a bloodline. He wasn't a bloodline Israeli. He was born here. He was a natural-born American. And what Dr. Charles Jennings shows us is the same things going on all around the world. And many of the people who are now Israel, call themselves Jews, are in some form of conversion from their ancestry. Very few of them are natural-born Jews. In fact, Jennings said, don't use the term Jew, use the term Israeli, because it is a nation. It's a nation of blended people. Oh, it's really, really good.
Amen. Amen, Dave.
But you have to have the courage to want to watch it because the church has taught us the church has taught us the exact opposite. So do I today, Glenn, how about your wife, Glenn? Is your wife a natural born American?
She was born in Taiwan. She grew up in Taiwan.
But she calls herself an American, doesn't she?
Absolutely. She identifies as an American.
Are her children American?
Yes, her children were born here.
Yeah, so they're American, right? But her lineage, if you follow back, isn't American, is it?
No.
See, folks, do you see how this happens? See how this happens? And when they've used the term Jew instead of Israeli, Hebrew even, silver maybe could help me even more than that. This is where all this confusion has come. That's where Jesus said, those who say they are Jews and are not. He was talking bloodline. It'd be like those saying, do you think there's any true 100% Americans left in the world? Are there any 100% parents born here? I don't know. Be interesting, wouldn't it? Follow the bloodline of America back, and you end up in England, or you end up in France, or you end up in Poland, or you end up in Luxembourg, you end up, right? Well, it's the same thing with Israel. It's the same thing with every people, not just Israel. There's nothing special about Israel. Is everybody in Germany today a natural-born German? No. Are there natural-born Italian? Everybody in Italy a natural-born Italian? No. That's stupid to even think that way. Why do we think all Israel are natural-born Jews? Wake up. Wake up. Brett, come on in Silver.
Hey, coach, back to the videos. All we have to do is get out the vote, coach. That'll solve everything. Get out the vote. That'll solve everything.
Yeah, if they count the votes, honestly, no, point, right.
Yeah, at some point, I don't know any other way to solve this, but at some point it's got to go to guns, and we're counting on God to tell us that time.
Amen. Because why? They aren't giving up power without a fight. They'll start the fight. Silver, come on in.
What do you see what happens when they start to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem? Okay, the identity of Jews and non-Jews, Israelis, okay, because they're in Israel, okay? I mean, that's all going to culminate with Antichrist stopping the sacrifice and declaring himself to be Christ.
King, that's right, ruler, right?
Then you're going to see the
rulers. Hey, Coach, so, Silver, can I? Don't forget, the temple can also be translated as tabernacle. Mm. It can be back to the old tent.
Yeah. That's true. When they rebuilt the temple before, okay, the first thing they did was build the altar. And it took another 20, 30 years to build the temple. But the altar and the daily sacrifices began as soon as possible. Once the altar was built, you got like a week dedication time. And then it goes daily, morning and evening, morning and evening. And nothing else goes on until the temple's built, and then they get the other stuff going on with the altar.
So all I know is Jesus hung on that cross and said, it's finished. That's it, boys. I did it. It's done. I'd like to focus on, I don't want to get bogged down here. Okay, Spencer, pull up my good buddy. It's on a different email. Pull up Phil Robertson for me. I think maybe... Funny, people had two people send me this morning, and I was already all over it, because Phil Robertson he talks really slow. So put him at 1.75. Hey, does anybody know how to get a hold of Phil Robertson? I want to get him on the show. I'm going to try to get him on the show, and listen to Phil Robertson talk about Psalm 2. Now this is an 8-minute video. It'll be probably about four and a half minutes when we get done with it. Go ahead and play it.
You're looking at American rage. You see it too in China, Hong Kong, look, Venezuela, nations. Why do they rage? And the people's plot in vain. We're hollering about Karl Marx. You know, he's our father, you know. Old Lenin, one of his running buddies, old Lenin sitting back in there looking at the whole thing and saying religion is the opium of the people. You must rid the earth of it. Well, they're out there. Our day has come. They're in the streets. They're marching. Their lives are the only one that matters. And the people plot in vain. We've met the enemy. And it's us, every time. Satan, the work of Satan, the whole thing. All the looting and the taking advantage of the First Amendment, you know, we can peaceably assemble. If that's, I saw them yesterday, they're guarding some statue, the police, and they're throwing rocks, the rocks just coming. You say, what'd they do? They're just ducking from the rocks. The rock throwers, if it were me, I would lock them up in the jail. I wouldn't make it too hard on them, 2 to 3 years. The kings of the earth take their stand. And the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. You see it over and over and over. First, they get in the streets with the ideology. First, they throw water and ice cream and see what they'll do. That's how it started. You remember? They throw water on them, bottles of water. Sometimes ice cream, like, they throw it and see what they do. They say, well, good night. They didn't arrest us. A lot of them law enforcement just walking along. They were being pelted with water, water, water. Now it's fireworks. Now it's rocks, ball bearings, bricks. Throw in a little shooting, see what they'll do. You don't even have to pay bail when they arrest you. You just go in, you go out, you're back on the street in 2 hours. We've lost the ability to punish the wrongdoer. When you get there, ladies and gentlemen, unmitigated terror will come upon you. You have to punish the wrongdoers. And God has got them ready to go. He's appointed them. Let us break their chains, they say. What are you talking about? Love God and love your neighbor. We don't need that crap. Throw off their fetters. Check this out. I'm in Psalms chapter 2. 1,047 years ago, before Jesus, I add another 2,020 to that. You're like, good night, 3,500 years. This is what the prophets were saying. The one looking at all of this sinful behavior implemented by Satan, the one enthroned in heaven, the God who created it, laughs. Ha, ha, ha. He said, yeah. The Lord scoffs at them, then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath. It just so happened the timing of the pandemic took place at the same time they're in the streets, relatively speaking, within a short period of time. So all the rioters and the looters, they're talking about, you know, the social distancing and wearing masks. I just saw them by the thousands just running, hollering. The governor of Colorado, California, says, you can't sing in the church bell, that'll spread the pandemic. I'm like, You got thousands in the streets. They're doing more than spitting. And here we sit. I've installed my king. Here comes Jesus on Zion, my holy hill. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. I've been hollering at y'all about this for about 2 years now. You better vote. You better vote the right man in. Who are you running with now? The rioters, the looters, the shooters? Or one that says, we must have law and order? He said to me, you are my son, speaking of Jesus. Today I have become your father. God has become flesh, the Son of God. It's been over 2,000 years ago. He's died for the sins of the world. But they've plotted in vain, and they're all together against the Lord and His anointed one. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. I'll give you the world if you'll put me at the top. You, Jesus, 1,047 years before he even got here, will rule them with an iron scepter, a staff, iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. That's where we're headed. I'll just stay in the woods. They'll ask somebody like me. They'll start with what I say, and then they'll get to the one who's saying it. They'll put me in the chains, throw me in a hole.
Amen. As only a simple guy can say it, right? That's where it's at. They're going to start with me, but they're going to end with him. Right, folks? They're going to start with me, but they're going to end with him. See, at the end of the persecution that they're bringing my way stands a guy with a rod of iron. they don't get it. Roger, come on in, then Lou in.
Oh, I was just going to read 2 Thessalonians 2, just briefly. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things, and now you know what is holding him back so that he may be revealed at the proper time. And here's what I wanted to emphasize. For the secret power of the lawlessness is already at work. We are experiencing now. The lawlessness is at work now.
It's at work right now, Roger, right now. And what Phil said, I don't know how closely you listened to it there. Well, I mean, I didn't mean that. What Phil said, folks, we're punishing the wrong people. We are honoring the wrong people and punishing the wrong people. It's an upside down world. Psalm 2. That's where we are. Lou Ann, come in.
Yeah, you asked about Phil. If you get a hold of Dale, because he's Phil's in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Dale could probably get a hold of him.
But thanks, Lou. And you don't have to be in Louisiana, though. Maybe Dale can help with it. But, you know, somebody right. knows a contact. Somebody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. Wouldn't you love to have an hour with Phil Robertson in there? I think it'd be powerful. Hey,
I've listened to him for a long time here.
I'm going to show you a couple more things here. Roger, you can take your hand down unless you had something else to say. Spencer, click on, I don't know if you guys saw this or not. Oh, Lord, this stuff's everywhere. It says Hagee's Church. Click on Hagee. By the way, I'm not a John Hagee fan because John Hagee loves Israel more than he loves America.
He's Rabbi Hagee.
Yeah, Rabbi Hagee. I'll just get that out there for you. But look at this, folks. His church is facing backlash after his congregation were chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." How dare Christians speak political beliefs in the church? How dare they, folks? Right? So now they want to try to get the IRS involved. The Hagee is pushing Republicanism or whatever he's pushing. QAnon crowd, they're all it. Boy, they're after him. They're after him. That's for sure. I want to show you something else, too. Cardiac surgeon warning. Pull that up, Spencer. I'm not going to read all this. If you guys aren't checking out LouRockwell.com every day, you're missing some really, really good stuff. Red alert. Renowned cardiac surgeon Stephen Gundry warns the RNA COVID-19 vaccines more than double heart issues. That's what it is. And I'm not going to take you down and read down through the whole thing. Maybe we can put this thing in the chat for him, folks. He said that we are going to see cardiac issues. Maybe, well, there it is, the data. Dr. Gundy reports his medical group has conducted the highly predictive PULS biomarker test on 566 patients. And the pulse test generates a score predicting the five-year risk, the percentage of getting a heart issue defined as a range of conditions that are associated with sudden reduced blood flow to the heart muscle, often caused a plaque rupture or clot formation in the heart's arteries. The pulse cardiac test assess parameters such as inflation, yada, yada. The score is usually assessed every 3 to 6 months. Point is, in 5 years, there is going to be an unbelievable surge of heart issues within five years. Which is that exactly? Well, yeah, my frustration level gets high regarding this issue because they're lying to us. Getting away with lying to us. Oh, my goodness. Go on in, Joe.
Yeah, their Florida Governor Santis this past couple days went down to Brandon, Florida to sign a bill that he will not conform to Biden's mandates.
Mm-hmm.
Florida won't. But he went to Brandon, Florida.
Yeah. Folks, listen, here's the reality of it. And the thing that Robert Kennedy, the video he made when you watched the whole thing, he said there's only one amendment still left. Of the first 10 amendments of the Bill of Rights, there's only one active amendment left. Does anybody know what it is? Sure you do. The second. It is the only amendment still standing. And if you would pull out your Bill of Rights and you'd read down to it, you'd see that he's exactly right. They've done everything they can to undermine the Bill of Rights. Roger, your hand's up. I don't know if you just didn't take it down or whether you wanted to get in there. Spencer, go to University Moral Collapse. Here's the result of evil man having crept in unawares. This is a good article. I'm not going to take the time to read it. The Moral Collapse of America's Largest Christian University. The light goes out at Liberty University. No, I'm not going to take time to. It's about a rape case and how the people at Liberty look the other way and yada 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 yada. We're in a world of hurt, man.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm on my cell phone. Coach, if we didn't know anything else, if we didn't know anything about what's going on in the news, anything else, if we just believe the word of God, just a few of them. Just two or three. One, he told them when you come out of Egypt, he said, if you will obey my word, then I will not let any of these diseases come upon you. Talking about all the diseases of Egypt. Same thing today, Coach. If we don't obey the world and if we obey God and his word, none of this will come on us. It's a simple covenant. And if we would just keep our side of the covenant, God covers us, Coach. It's an easy to see picture.
So Randy, I come back to where I always end up. It's the heart of the church. The church is missing in action in all of these cultural battles because for whatever reason, we are the Lord's team. We see the devil's team. It's everywhere else. We're surrounded. We are the Lord's team, and we refuse to engage in a battle. We refuse to engage. Our generals aren't generals. They will not lead the men in onward Christian soldiers. They won't lead us. They won't do it. Amen. Michelle, come in. Michelle.
Hey, good morning, team. I really like Phil there. I feel like I should be able to get a hold of him, but I wanted to read something real quick out of his book, The Theft of America's Soul. It's just a paragraph. It's really good. Sums up real quick what's happened. It seems straightforward if you ask me. and yet having convinced us that God is dead, that there is no absolute truth, and that virtue is outdated, the evil one has managed to undermine the very basis of our law. If there is no perfect lawgiver, then there can be no perfect law. If there is no absolute truth, then how can there be any absolute law? If virtue is outdated, how can our systems of laws ensure a virtuous society? The enemy has attacked our very legal systems with his insidious lies, and he's topped those lies with yet another. Laws that are inconvenient, that get in the way of our personal pleasure, can be changed. After all, why can't we change laws that aren't based on something timeless and true? The result? Death, destruction, degradation in our quality of living.
Truth is not an opinion, Rochelle. Truth is not an opinion. It's a person. Glenn, going into Jeff.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. You know, I called my sister yesterday. She lost her husband a couple of months ago. I just wanted to check in and see how she's doing.
Hey, stop a minute, Glenn. Five in the last week died suddenly.
Yeah, well,
My area. Go ahead.
And he, you know, there were some issues there. And, but she, you know, she said to me, we were talking, and she said, she said, I went to church today and there was no cars in the parking lot. I couldn't figure out what happened. She said, looked at it. She said, I know they had the service at 10:30. Well, she got home. She went back on the website. What do you think she saw? Our church is closed due to COVID.
Man, oh man. 2 years later.
Amazing.
Amazing. Naomi, then Jeff.
So I want to say amen to Randy and to you, and that we have evangelifish for leaders. And, you know, people don't like Glenn Beck because he's a Mormon, but Glenn Beck is speaking up so much more than any of our leaders, quote unquote. And it goes to the conversation I had with the local pastor, just wanting to do a natural health symposium, and the pharmaceutical pimps are running his decision.
Well, not only the pharmaceutical pimps, it's the people who are invested in the pharmaceutical pimps that are doing it. Jeff and Larry.
Coach, we had dinner Saturday afternoon with Pastor Neil, and as he steps up to be a general, like you were just saying, he was telling us the attacks. Oh my goodness. He is being attacked by the churches and pastors.
Yes.
He said it's crazy, but he's not backing down. He's got some good stories.
We need a pastor's conference. Maybe I ought to organize one of those. Think I ought to do that. Think I could find any black robed guys that would come. I don't know. Might be me and Tom Gill and Bill Dunphy. Might be just
I know one in the state of Missouri would be there.
Yeah. Neil Peterson would come. Mike Spaulding would come. Sorry, Mike. That's why you start naming names, you forget people. Larry.
Yeah, you know, a few minutes ago, you talked about the world is upside down. Well, now, every now and then, those of us in this queue, we run across people who tell us that, you know, it's not Christians' job to go out and change the world and stuff like that. It, you know, we're not supposed to be involved in politics and stuff. And you've covered that subject well over the years in this forum. But Acts chapter 16, verse 6. Is what you throw back at those people. And in my brain, I kind of thought it was the town they turned upside down. No, but it was the people in the town that said this. And these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also. They said they come to our town now. Well, when the world is upside down, it needs to be turned right side up. And whose job is that? That's our job. And if anybody tells you it's not our job, you tell them to go pound sand and go serve and bow down to the satanic social club leader they've been bound down to.
Amen, Larry. It comes back to what I always said, right? Same thing. It's the love-only gospel. The love-only gospel has destroyed us. And as Robert Kennedy said, as Phil said, Psalm 2, the Lord sits in the heavens and he laughs. Are you kidding me? You guys think you're going to get away with it? And Jesus, when he hung on the cross, said, it's finished. His kingdom's come. Folks, it isn't coming. His kingdom has come. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested. He might destroy the works of the devil. It's done. A kingdom has come. Kingdom is within. Boy, it's time we start acting like that. Bless you. See you tomorrow. Don't forget, 11 o'clock today on Brighteon, those who can tune in. Hey, you're helping us, man. Our numbers are good. Our numbers are solid at Brighteon. And everybody gets a view there. It really helps us out. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow, things popping in my head. Michael Massey tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. See you then.